Women's Rights Champion Decries China's Ruthless Womb Police. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on June 1, 2021. Reggie Littlejohn, founder and president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, said no one should be fooled by China's tweaking of its draconian two-child policy to allow for another. China's move from a two-child policy to a three-child policy is nothing to celebrate, Littlejohn said Monday, noting that the Chinese Communist Party has maintained absolute control over women's bodies and over families' right to procreate. China should abolish all coercive population control, Littlejohn said. It is not the business of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, to allow couples, or single women, to have children of whatever number. As Breitbart News reported, Beijing announced Monday it will now allow couples to have a maximum of three children in response to the nation's low birth rates and aging population. The Communist Party began banning married couples from having more than one child in 1979, a law that resulted in mass infanticide, forced abortions, and a disproportionately high number of men in the population due to families' preferences for baby boys. A three-child policy keeps the womb police in business, Littlejohn observed. They will still be tracking women's fertility and birth, and punishing those who find themselves illegally pregnant. Every year in China, an average of 8 million children are aborted in China, Littlejohn noted, and under the new policy the offspring of single women will still be forcibly aborted, as will fourth children. These gross violations of women's rights and human rights must be stopped, effective immediately, she declared. Littlejohn also wondered aloud whether China's overtly racist policies will be affected in any way by the change in policy. Will the three-child policy apply only to Han Chinese? Or will it also apply to the Uyghurs and other minorities in Xinjiang, East Turkestan? She asked. The Associated Press reported last June that having too many children is a major reason people are sent to detention camps, with the parents of three or more ripped away from their families unless they can pay huge fines, a policy that targets Uyghur Muslims and other ethnic minorities. Police raid homes, terrifying parents as they search for hidden children, it added. According to Littlejohn, a three-child policy will likely increase gendercide, the sex-selective abortion of baby girls. I'm concerned that the gender of third children will be heavily skewed towards males, because the females will have been selectively aborted, due to deadly son preference, she stated. China's birth rate has plummeted to the lowest in decades and is facing a demographic crisis because of its rapidly aging population, Littlejohn observed. The move to a three-child policy is too little, too late to avert this impending disaster. The real question, she insisted, is why China is retaining coercive population control of any kind rather than allowing families to decide for themselves how many children to have. As I have long argued, the CCP will never end coercive population control, because coercive population control is keeping the CCP in place, she said. It is social control, masquerading as population control. Terror is the purpose of the policy. The CCP is a brutal, totalitarian regime, responsible for multifarious human rights abuses, she wrote. It maintains its terrifying grip on power by extending its arm from Beijing and inserting its hand into every womb to declare life or death over the beating heart inside. In a curious coincidence, the UK-based Lancet Medical Journal released a lengthy report in its latest issue defending China's coercive population control policies. In its report, The Lancet insisted that the CCP prioritizes women's and children's rights while omitting any mention of the widespread practice of forced abortions and the ethical problem of micromanaging families' procreative practices. The report was drafted by a team of three people, all of whom are directly tied to the China Appeasing World Health Organization, WHO. The main author, Elizabeth Mason, is the former director of WHO's Department of Maternal, Newborn, Child, and Adolescent Health. Follow @ William Srom.